This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
Karen S. says, Big O, not sure why Greer and Flores think they can simply massage the pain away with the Watson trade. I don't know. I don't think they're trading. I'm telling you, I don't know anything here, okay? The only thing I know is that Jillian Anais or whatever is smoking hot, and how Deshaun Watson is cheating on that is impossible to think of, but whatever. I don't think the Dolphins are inquiring about Watson right now. I don't want to blame Greer and Flo for something that they didn't do. I don't believe they've been inquiring about Watson at all over the last couple of months. I think this has been all driven by Houston. All these reports have come. It's not ever Omar, Armando, Joe Shad, Alan Pupar. It's not Dave Hyde. It's nobody in South Florida is reporting it. They're not reporting it. Schefter's not reporting it. So I think it's all coming from the Houston side. When any of this stuff comes out, it comes from the Houston side. It doesn't come from anywhere else. So I think I'm telling you, okay? Yeah, Miami inquired in the offseason. But during the season, I don't think they've inquired at all. I'm telling you, Houston doesn't know where they stand. So they're nervous. This is a little bit of a panic move by Houston. Has nothing to do with Miami, Philly, Carolina, any other team that you want to throw in there that could be interested in Deshaun Watson. I don't think any team in the NFL is making a deal with them right now, negotiating or anything right now, because they know there's too much of the unknown. I'm telling you, this is Houston going, this is our last window of opportunity before the unknown. Because if this guy's found guilty, we are screwed. How about if Houston knows something else that's going on and they're nervous? So they're trying to stir it up to try to get rid of him as soon as possible. But once November 2nd passes, then they're at the mercy of the courts. And then if he's found innocent, they're good. But if he's found guilty, they lose everything. They can't trade him for anything. So now, by November 2nd, you're able to trade him for something. So that's, I think, what's going on. More than anything, I think that's what's driving it. Let me tell you something else that's not ever good: when the authorities are quiet. That's a scary thing. When you don't hear anything from the authorities, they might be piling up the evidence against your ass. So when they do go after you, they are locked and loaded. So we don't know what's going to go on. Deshaun could be innocent of these charges. He could be guilty. We have no idea. So to me, that's what really is going on right now. It's Houston doing all of this. It's been Houston driving this for months. It's just now coming to a head. Think about it, man. You've got to be a moron to trade for him now. Unless you're just giving up like 3 third rounders or something. If you're not giving up much, then I get it. But they're going to ask for the world. So there's no way anybody is giving up anything of value for that guy right now. Because if he ends up being guilty, do you know how stupid you're going to look as a franchise that you traded for a criminal? Because basically, if he's found guilty, he's a criminal. So you traded for a criminal. In today's society, do you know what kind of look that is? You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that at all.